And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday. It's the 6th of September, 2016. It was on this date, 1847, Henry David Thoreau left Walden Pond after spending 2 years, 2 months, and 2 days living in his cabin on the shore, during which time he had written a book, A Week on the Concord and Merrimack Rivers, and he had kept a journal. It's the birthday of the social reformer Jane Addams, born in Cedarville, Illinois, 1860, born to a wealthy Quaker family. She was the 8th of 9 children. Her father owned flour and lumber mills. She developed tuberculosis of the spine. She had a curvature of the spine, spent a lot of time in bed reading the work of Charles Dickens, and she thought perhaps she had a calling to work for the poor and the needy. She traveled with her friend Ellen Starr to Europe for 21 months, where she saw settlement houses in the East End of London. And she and Ellen came back to Chicago in 1889 and leased a mansion at the corner of Halsted and Polk Streets, which they named Hull House, and it set out to help more than 2,000 people a week. She was particularly touched by the plight of immigrant children who were often left at home all day, sometimes tied to chairs while their parents worked. And so Hull House opened a daycare and the first public playground in the city of Chicago. It was the beginning of a settlement house movement, and by 1920 there were almost 500 of them across the country. It's the birthday of the writer Fanny Wright, Dundee, Scotland, 1795, visited this country in 1818 and wrote a book about it, Views of Society and Manners in America, came out in 1821. And it's the birthday of the writer Alice Sebold, Madison, Wisconsin, 1963, whose breakthrough novel was her very first novel, The Lovely Bones, came out in 2002, story of a 14-year-old girl raped, murdered, who narrates the whole novel from heaven while looking down on her family and her murderer. Her most recent novel, The Almost Moon, came out 9 years ago. Here's a poem for today by David Budbill, The Shining Moment in the Now. When I work outdoors all day, every day as I do now in the fall, getting ready for winter, tearing up the garden, digging potatoes, gathering the squash, cutting firewood, making kindling, repairing bridges over the brook, clearing trails in the woods, doing the last of the fall mowing, pruning apple trees, taking down the screens, putting up the storm windows, banking the house, all these things as preparation for the coming cold. When I am every day, all body and no mind, when I am physically, wholly, and completely in this world, with the birds, the deer, the sky, the wind, the trees, when day after day I think of nothing but what the next chore is, when I go from clearing woods roads to sharpening a chainsaw to changing the oil in a mower to stacking wood, when I'm all body and no mind, when I am only here and now and nowhere else, then and only then do I see the crippling power of mind, the curse of thought, and I pause and wonder why I so seldom find this shining moment in the now. The Shining Moment in the Now, a poem by David Budbill, from While We've Still Got Feet, published by Copper Canyon Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, now available on iOS devices, subscriptions available at poetrymagazine.org. And by Progressive Insurance, with insurance for cars, home, boat, motorcycles, RVs, and commercial vehicles at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE and progressive.com. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.